RDU 98.5, welcome back to the show. I've been so excited for my next guest ever since I booked it in. I have Maya Templer in the studio, the creator, well, the brain behind Meet the Candidates, a new political card game. Good morning.
Morena.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Thank you for having me in.
Oh, no, thank you for coming in and thank you for bringing your card game with you. It looks so cool. I'm absolutely in love with it, and I wish the audience right now could see these cards. But I guess the best place to start is maybe just tell us a little bit about Meet the Candidates.
So it's a game based on New Zealand politics. So it takes the top 10 MPs from five of the major parties, and it's sort of based on Magic the Gathering. So it's sort of, the idea is that politics, it's really hard to know who to vote for, especially if you're voting for the first or second time.
Yeah.
And so it's like fun little bite-sized chunks of information in a game, so you can kind of learn more about politics through play, as opposed to just like having to read scores of articles and policy websites and everything.
Yeah, which is not fun, and I can understand why people wouldn't bother. I'm interested to know what was kind of, how did you get this idea?
I think it came out of last election. I had the idea and I thought it would be fun, but it was like a little bit too late, so I was like, oh, next time. And then when this election came around, I care a lot about politics, and I have my own opinions that are quite strong, but I think what matters more to me right now is getting people to vote, because and I think getting people to vote from an educated position. Because I think there's a lot of misinformation going around at the moment, and it's quite polarizing. And I feel like we're all better off if we sort of come from an educated place when we're making choices. But I think that information isn't necessarily easy to find. So, like, putting it in a place where we can all access it in a really easy way is like a way to sort of break down that barrier.
Yeah, and I think like you've hit on such an important point there, and like I'm gonna get rambly now, but that is the backbone of democracy, you know. It's like people getting the right to vote, not necessarily like who are you voting for. It's like go out and vote. There's a lot of cards here, I have to admit. So like, it's hard. I can imagine it's probably not the easiest thing in the world, but how, very vaguely, how does it work exactly?
So there are 85 cards, and they're all individually illustrated and researched.
Yeah, they're beautiful, just by the way.
And then, so 45 of those are candidate cards. And it plays, like I said, like Magic the Gathering. So instead of like creatures, you have candidates, and instead of landscape cards, you have policies. So you'd use your policy cards to summon your candidates to the board, and then they sort of like fight to the death.
Okay, can actually picture this. And there's an online version coming.
Yes, I was hoping to have that out today, but life sometimes gets in the way of things. And I'm just finishing off the rules at the moment so that it's really easy to pick it up and play a game.
Cool. Yeah.
And then it's all set up online. I just need to like get it approved by the website. And then it will be free to play. Because I think it's really important to me that like, obviously there's like the physical decks that people can buy, but if they just want to have a go and play it online, like that would make me really happy
Where can people purchase the physical ones?
On my website, which is mktemplar.com, or if you check out my Instagram, which is at mktemplar, that's sort of the easiest way. I think if you search Meet the Candidates MK on Google, it will come up. Right, okay. Yeah, that's like the like SEO or whatever.
Yeah. Hey, well, now people start Googling it more and it'll take less and less now.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, as you mentioned, 85 cards. There's all a bit of detail on them. You must be, like, super knowledgeable now.
It's interesting because I think I know a lot, like, too much about the top 10. Like, if you ask me, one of the cards, I can spiel off a bunch of random info about
them.
Oh,
my gosh.
But then, like, anything beyond that, it's like, it's all, I'm like, I don't know. I think the idea was that in the game, there's like obviously the leaders, which everybody knows. Like there's your James Shaw, your Christopher Luxon, your David Seymours. But I was really excited to find out more about sort of the people under them who might not be in the limelight as much.
Yeah.
And that was really interesting because I just didn't know these people, and most people wouldn't unless they're like your local MP.
So
it's cool to see like who creates the party and whose ideas are contributing to what their policies are.
Is there anything you've learned through creating this game that you think has kind of been really overlooked this election? Like, do you think there are really interesting nuggets of information in there?
I think the most valuable thing for me that I've got out of researching these cards is like gaining a better sense of empathy for candidates that I might not necessarily agree with. And I think really looking at where they came from and how they got to where they are today is a big part of that. Like, for example, I was telling you before about Judith Collins and how I feel like everyone kind of knows her for the memes. But when I like really, when I like watched her maiden speech when she first entered Parliament, and when I read about her sort of backstory, she's like been a lawyer for 20 years, and she like came into Parliament really believing in like putting victims ahead of criminals in the justice system. And I don't necessarily agree with that for my own reasons, but I was like, oh, wow, this woman has worked really hard to get to where she is. Like, she's not just, like, Talofa, you know, my husband is someone.
But
she's more than that. She's, like, done a lot of hard work. So I was kind of like, you're like cooler than I thought.
And I think that's kind of thing that's so actually valuable to learn, and I just want to say like thank you for making this game. Like, it's clearly been a bit of a labor of love and cannot have been the easiest thing in the world to do, I'm sure, but it is just so cool to see something like this. So thank you so much for doing it. And one more time, it's MK Templar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's Templar with a T, an ER, because it's extra.
So MK Templar, look that up on Google or Instagram, and you should be able to find your way to this game. It's called Meet the Candidates. Maya, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you.